we didn't know what we were like, and we had to explain to a man on a border control recently. And Tony, our sound guy, was like, "We're a bit like a punk band, but like some classic rock thrown in." Like, oh yeah, that is what we're like.
Most bands have a hard time classifying their own sound. Music journalists even struggle with it sometimes. And the UK band Art Brut has been described as indie, art wave, and even pop. And their latest record, Brilliant Tragic, could probably be considered a combination of all of those genres and more. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, this is Elisa Ali. The thing that stands out most about the band Art Brut is their clever lyricism. The first single, Formed a Band, which was released in 2005, included lines like, "I want to be the boy, the man that writes the song that makes Israel and Palestine get along." This witty style carries on to their fourth and latest album, Brilliant Tragic. The band does continue to grow and expand on their sound, though, with help from the Pixies' Frank Black, who produced the record. And this is actually the second album that Frank Black has produced for them. Frontman Eddie Argos says that since working with him on the last album, Art Brut vs. Satan, they've become quite close, and everyone's comfort level is much higher. So Frank was able to be a lot more hands-on for this record and even coax him into a different vocal style, as he told the Alternate Side's Kara Manning.
Our manager phoned me up and was like, "I think he's going to try and make you sing this time, Eddie." I'm like, "Yeah, well, you can try." I mean, I didn't think I could sing. So it was kind of a surprise for me when he managed to sort of, it's not really singing, but like, I know now I can use my voice in a different way, which is kind of nice. There are things like Lost Weekend, which I sort of sing on. That's like a song about a hangover and sort of being unlucky in love and stuff. You don't need me shouting that. I think it works better with that kind of singing. And we sort of, we like say like sexy sometimes. He was like, "Eddie, can you sing these lyrics to me?" I'm like, "Okay. Everybody wants to be sexy sometimes." And he was like, "No, sing it." And I go, okay. "Everybody wants to be sexy sometimes." But he didn't. He took it off me and sort of, he sang it and I sang it back and we sort of duetted it. It was quite a sexy song, so it was a bit awkward. But yeah. But it was, you know, that's kind of how we did it, really, sort of sung together. And Jasper and acoustic guitar and me and Charles were kind of singing, so.
So a lot of the talking about sex, being sexy, was done to Frank directly.
Yeah, it was indeed.
Whispers, those husky
heavy
whispers.
Hand on my shoulder.
Yes.
Stumbling from one pub to another, my friends and I all lost each other. I didn't want the weekend to be over. I was stood at the cash point.
Clever Jazz, which is going to be the second single off of Brilliant Tragic,
I think,
correct?
So, yeah.
Now, was this, because you're, as a lyricist, you're so autobiographical in many respects, or brutally honest, or whatever else, or you, was this based on a gig you had gone to, or are you self-referencing?
A little bit. Well, my first band, the Art Goblins, we were a strange band, really, and we ended up playing at a fete that we shouldn't really have been at, and someone started screaming at me, "Stop that, this isn't music." So I replied, "It is music, you don't understand it, it's clever jazz." And like, but like that memory of like the band like playing our first set and it being really important in my head, like first band sets, like they're always sort of, it's called like, it's like a genre of clever jazz in my head, so
right.
It's kind of a reference about that.
I'm still nervous on the way to the bar. We rehearse the set in the back of the car, fingers moving along to the tape we made last night at the practice space. I hope my friends will come tonight so they can see what I really like. It's clever jazz, man. Can't you see we're doing the best that we can? It's clever jazz.
Well,
Live music from Art Brut and the song Clever Clever Jazz. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org. Dan Hodd was the engineer for this session, and today's Take 5 was produced by me, Alisa Ali.